This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Michael Crowell. Apply for a job in Jefferson County and, well, you too could be a winner. A federal judge proposed an interim solution for Jefferson County's personnel problems. Until the court, plaintiffs and county could establish a fair and unbiased system for hiring and firing employees, the county could do so with a lottery. We talk about that and other politics now, as we do most Wednesdays, with Kyle Whitmire. He reports on government and politics for the Birmingham News and AL.com. So tell me about this lottery proposal.
Well, I mean, what's sort of absurd about this is that this is, the court is trying to work out a solution to a 30-year-old consent decree that the county entered into about the same time that I was learning to brush my teeth and go to school in kindergarten, all right, 1982. They entered into this. And 30 years later, they really aren't any closer to coming up with a system to hire and fire people that is protected from racial and gender discrimination than they were, when I was learning to brush my teeth. And one of the things that has been proposed both by the county for a number of the positions that they hire for and by the judge for this interim solution is to have a lottery, to have select employees almost completely by chance. Now, what the county is proposing is that they would be screened by the personnel board. The personnel board would sort out the candidates that meet the minimum requirements for the jobs that they're advertising, and then they would just put them all in a hat and pull a name out of the hat, and that's who gets hired. And it's as ridiculous as government gets. Sometimes.
Well, why is it so difficult for Jefferson County just to hire the best qualified person for a job?
Well, I mean, you're getting into one of the oldest academic problems in Western civilization, which is how do you take something that is qualitative or subjective in its nature and reduce it into objective terms? It's the same problem that standardized testing has. It's great for math and science, but if you try to, analyze someone's writing skills or their artistic abilities with, A, B, or C, it doesn't work so well. And, they're having to create the system, but even, Tony Patel's county manager says, look, there are 5,000 counties in this country. Somebody has to have figured this out. We just have to go find that system and copy it and bring it here.
Okay. Well, in other news, the Birmingham Board of Education voted to extend the contract of Superintendent Craig Witherspoon another 2 years. Less than 6 months ago, the board voted to fire Witherspoon. In this vote, three board members abstained. Only one voted no. Why would these people now abstain when presumably these are the same people who wanted to get rid of Witherspoon in the first place?
Well, I think it's just an act of passive aggression. And, they didn't want to they are sort of looking down the barrel of accreditation, and they didn't want to be the board members that messed that up for the school board. So, they're backing down now that they are in the minority.
The Birmingham City Council voted to sell a parking lot near Railroad Park to Alabama Power for nearly $3 million. Now, this despite the Prize to the Future competition. This was a development initiative from the Community Foundation of Greater Birmingham. This is something that developed, that garnered international interest. The president of the Community Foundation called it a positive step. Is that fair? Is this really positive when that particular area of land was maybe destined to be something else from an economic development point of view?
Only if the Community Foundation knows something that no one else knows. And Alabama Power and the city are being sort of tight-lipped about what they're going to do with this lot. It's right next to a steam plant that's being closed down. Are they going to develop this into some sort of commercial development or something community-oriented? That would be fantastic. Do they have other plans for it? No one really knows, and the council didn't really ask. They just took the money and they took the check.
Right. I mean, Alabama Power says they'll be sensitive to the area,
right,
but they're not legally obligated to develop the land in any particular way, are they?
No, they're not.
Okay. Well, on that note, Kyle Whitmire reports on government and politics for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Kyle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.